It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You hit, oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I think I just feel your love.
Oh, of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Before we get started, a really quick note. If you found this show on iTunes or by downloading the Flow Dreaming podcast app, it would mean so much if you took a moment to review it. That is how other people will find this show and get the same great value out of it that I hope you're getting. So my huge thanks and sparkles and flow go to all of you who just take that few moments to go write a quick little message of telling other people, this is good, go listen. Thanks. Now off we go to the show. And here we are. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everybody. I'm Summer McStravick, and we're going to be talking this hour about flow dreaming, how to use your mind to create, shape your reality, to recondition your own emotional self, create energetic and emotional blueprints inside of you that will then go out and really affect everything around you, your future, other people, what pours into your life, and so on and so on. So flow dreaming, beautiful philosophy. Welcome to it. If you are brand new, if you are an old timer, I want this episode today to kind of remind you of one of the fundamentals. I've been spending the last couple of shows talking about problems and how we solve things and how we think differently about things, how we approach our future energetically, emotionally, which often involves our mindset. It reminded me that, you know, it's time to go back really to this underlying principle, and that is of ease, right? Understanding that ease is part of our lives. Ease is part of our flow. And if you're caught up in the mindset that things have to be hard, they have to be difficult in order for you to get anywhere, well, we're just going to deconstruct or blow that little idea to bits today, this hour. So, let's see, without much further ado, little housekeeping. Me School is closing. We're down to the last week. So if you want to be involved for this year, you just want to go ahead to my mosey on over to my website and take a look at it. It is going to be the best class ever. I love my first couple years of classes, but I guess maybe every year I'm going to feel it's my best class ever. We actually just had a class this morning. And it was kind of funny. I was talking with them about flow and ease. So in a way, I'm going to be riffing on just that one little bit extra of a topic of just ease itself, in today's show. The other thing is, of course, if you're interested in flow dreaming, also hop on over to flowdreaming.com. I have an entire storefront full of flow dreams for you there, where you can download them, you know, purchase, download them, and start working on remodeling all these different parts of your life. It's very easy. It's super fun. So, you know, we may as well get started. Okay, so let's talk about easy versus hard. Right? Do you really believe that the best possible choices are always bubbling to the top? Right? Or do you think that the best possible routes are far and few in between? So obviously, as we talk this hour, we're going to talk a little about lack thinking, because that's the number one enemy of ease, right? Whenever we get into lack thinking or lack feeling, we are immediately setting up difficulty, right? That's what lack thinking leads to. If you're not familiar with lack thinking, I did a good series on that, good series of episodes about that a little while back You can find those by going to my website and hunting around. Lack thinking, though, basically, is the way that we feel inside as we anticipate various parts of our lives. So you anticipate things. Do you anticipate that you'll get your needs met? Do you anticipate that you won't? Do you anticipate that something will work out for you or that it won't? Do you anticipate that you will be loved and cared for? Or do you anticipate that you won't have that? Do you anticipate that the universe is truly abundant for you? Or do you anticipate that you have to work hard and struggle and force your way? Right? All of these are examples of, you know, how lack can play into our lives, lack thinking. So let's go into this. Ease. What is it? You know, what's the energy of ease? What's the mindset of ease? What's the flow of ease? Ease, obviously, it's the opposite of struggle, right? Struggle implies resistance and hardship and difficulty and, frankly, low returns. We never often think of that, but that's what struggle often makes us think, like low return, great effort, low return. Ease is small effort, high return. Ease is good feelings. Ease is things work out without me having to control every aspect of it. Struggle is I have to control every aspect. You're starting to see how these are very opposite energies, ease and struggle. And I think it'd be a really good exercise, you know, in today's hour to think about what areas of my life do I experience ease in naturally? And what areas do I experience struggle in? And something interesting will pop up when you do this. You'll realize that the areas we experience ease in are often the ones that we are least attending to, right? Because they're just natural. And I've asked this question before, you know, and students will say, well, my family, actually, everything is easy with them. So I don't think about it too much. I take it for granted. It's like, interesting. Now, from a flow perspective, if something is in ease, you should do more of it. You should spend more time there because you'll get even greater fruits for it. Instead of spending the bulk of your time with the things that are in discord, that are difficult, right? If you give more of your energy there and you get the lowest return versus you put, you know, more energy into something that has the highest return, maybe we need to look at things and shift them around. What would that do for your life if you did? Right? And that begs the question, well, you can't just drop something you're struggling in. Why not? Why can't you shift that focus? What is so important about that thing you're struggling in? Maybe you're saying, well, it's my work. My God, I have to feed myself. Great. Okay. Why don't we put that in ease then? Why don't we put your work in ease? Put your career in ease. Put your finances in ease. Put your money in ease. Now notice what energy, what emotional response comes up when I say that. Does it come up like, yeah, sure, or God, if I did that, everything would fall apart? You see, we're always looking in flow dreaming for those parts of you that have that initial emotional response, right? Whenever you feel one of those come up, that is cluing you into this is how you truly feel. This is what you really, really believe. That emotional response, because that's the response that is patterning, creating your future. You believe it to be true, and so it is true. And when it's true, it just reinforces your belief that it's true and on. It's a reinforcing, self-fulfilling cycle. Flow dreaming lets you step out of the cycle, stop and say, oh, wait a minute, let's make some changes with this. For instance, here's another good question to get you thinking. Do you really feel that the universe is full of abundance? I know. Everybody talks about abundance. But do you really feel the universe is full of abundance for you? Do you really feel that right now there are probably 5 or 10 different ways to get your needs met? And they're surrounding you. They're not far away. They're not out of your field of ability or existence. Do you believe that? If you do, then you really do believe in abundance. And the next natural question is, why don't you see it? Why aren't you taking it up? Why aren't you acting on it? And that's where we go in and say, ah, patterns, blocks, lack thinking, and so on, and we can really go at it. Or do you always think that other people have the abundance? Right? Maybe the universe is full of abundance, but for other people, not for me. Maybe you carry that one around. It's a variation on that first one. Do you struggle for abundance? Do you feel that you have to struggle for it? Struggle for income? Struggle to get loved? Struggle to feel love for yourself? Struggle to be gentle with yourself? Or are you in ease? Is it easy to love yourself? Easy to love others? Easy to receive all the bounty in your life? Easy to receive the abundance? So this is really going in and finding where your mindset is. Your mindset, your emotional makeup, which is then dictating to what flow can actually give you. Here's another way of looking at it. Sometimes people feel that if you are in a state of ease, it's actually a state of laziness. And then they pull back and they get kind of fearful. If I let myself feel it's going to be easy, then I won't work hard. All right, these are all different energy states. So let's take these apart. All right, easy is not lazy. Lazy is where you're wishing and wishing and hoping and criticizing perhaps others and saying how you don't get or whatever. Lazy means you're not doing. All wishing, no doing. Right? That's different. That's totally different than ease. Ease can involve lots of doing, lots of it, lots of work even. And that work can be quote unquote hard work, not struggle filled work, but like really digging, getting in there. And this work is constantly paying off, right? You can have ease. Ease can actually open up lots of work for you, right? Everybody who's struggling to get clients, right? What if you suddenly easily got a huge pouring in of clients? You get a whole huge pouring in of work. That's beautiful, right? If you're lazy, you're not going to get that huge pouring in of work, but you can have ease as it pours in. How would that happen? Well, maybe you would, you know, show up to some event and, you know, suddenly everybody would want to be your customer, or, you know, you would send out one proposal and suddenly you get the best job ever, right? That would be ease. Filled with work because you had action. So let's say that ease is not lazy. What ease is it's ease-filled effort that pays off. Ease-filled effort that pays off. You might want to write that phrase down as a reminder. I live in a state of ease. My flow is filled with ease. My ease creates all kinds of effort, ease-filled effort. It pays off. Now let's look back at that question I had about abundance, right? Can I have ease-filled abundance? What would it take to have that come to me? Do I believe it really can come to me? Do I believe that there's abundance out there? Or do I believe you have to struggle to get the pieces that you get, that you have to sort of pull it out of people, pull it out of the universe? You've got to corner things. You've got to undercut. You've got to work, you know, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. What kinds of feelings have you put around abundance? Right? What kind of feelings, what kind of thought patterns have you put around abundance? Probably one or two or more of the ones I just mentioned. So you're looking at life like, yes, life is abundant, but in order to get that abundance, I have to work my tail off. I have to accept some low-paying clients. I have to be passed over in my job. I have to date 15 people before the right one comes in. Right? Oh yeah, life is abundant, but there's all these qualifiers on it. In flow, I'm urging you, take off those qualifiers. Take off the qualifiers. Why can't you go straight for abundance? Why can't you go straight for ease? See, this is where your belief stuff kind of floats up and starts to color things. And how do I know it's your belief stuff? Because I've talked to enough people and I've looked into enough people's minds that I see everybody's personalized collection of belief stuff. Personalized. They've made it true for them. And it is not the same across the board, which tells me if someone feels that one thing is 100% true and someone else thinks that the opposite thing is 100% true, are they both true? Are neither of them true? Because both of them are 100% believing in it. And it's made me aware that we make our truths, right? We make our truths. We make our truths. That person's right and the other person's right because they keep getting it reinforced in their existence because that's what their truths are. Which makes me think you might be able to change those truths if you change the way you feel, you change the way you relate. When you go into your flow, when you're flow dreaming, a core principle is that flow embodies ease. I was just talking to my class about this. It's a principle of it. Nature does not like to waste energy. It likes to get the most done for the least energy used. It's a core fundamental law, natural law. So you are part of this, right? We cannot exempt ourselves. You're part of this. Meaning that in everything you choose to do, there is a path of ease and there's a path of struggle. And you have the ability to decide, to choose, which one do I want to be in? If I'm afraid to take the path of ease, why? Does it still ring in my heart as, oh, the path of lazy, oh, the path of I'm not in control, oh, the path of it may or may not work out, there's less certainty, right? That's the stuff I'm talking about. Because that stuff comes hot on the heels of what your intention is, of what you're manifesting is. If that stuff is chasing it, then what do you think you're really going to turn up for yourself? You're going to turn up this sort of back and forth, herky jerky. It's not going to be ease. It's going to be some ease and some conflict and some ease and some backsliding and some ease and some, right? Because that's exactly what you're generating. And that is what your life will serve up to you. Right? You have to remember in flow, that core principle of ease, growth. Think of every living and non-living system that follows a path or pattern that is consistent, that doesn't deviate, that is just always there, that is effortless. Effortless. Right? My body aging, that's an effortless process. The sun rising, effortless process. The seasons turning, effortless process. My own growing, effortless process. Right? Effortless process. Okay. Effortless meaning in ease. We put effort in, of course, but I'm kind of using those words interchangeably. So notice ease always allows good things to come in. Right? You can also say, well, I want everything to be easy, but I don't want bad stuff to come in. I don't want to make it easy for bad stuff. That's not even a correct formation of thought, technically. Right? The bad stuff, the negative feelings, the struggle feelings always come in riding a wave of resistance. Think, if I'm swimming with a current, I'm going faster and it's easier, less effort for more gain. If I'm swimming against the current, I'm going slower and I'm putting out more effort, right? And that usually makes us feel how? Bad, right? Makes us worn out, makes us tired, makes us frustrated. Your emotional self will tell you in an instant, in a heartbeat, if you're in a place of gain, of good, or if you're in a place of struggle, frustration. Okay. There's one more thing I want to ask you about before we jump into a break here. And by the way, jump into your calls. And you can find how to reach me by going to my website. Just look over there in the podcast area, radio podcast area. I often, by the way, post it on Facebook as well, how to reach me during my live program. So go check that as well. It looks like we have one or two lines open too, which is awesome. So one more thing before we get to break. I want you to ask yourself, go deep in and ask, do I really think that bad stuff arrives more easily than good stuff? All right? That could be a hidden underlying pattern, emotional, energetic thought pattern. Do I think it's easier for, if I just let go, you know, let go into flow, do I think it would be easier for bad stuff to come in than good stuff? Do I think that bad stuff is like the bulk of life and good stuff is just a tiny little bit over there in the corner? Again, it's another very calm and feeling. If that's so, again, think about lack thoughts, right? Lack thinking. Why would you think that there would be an accumulation of bad stuff and a lesser amount of good stuff? Why couldn't that be turned the other way? There's more good stuff than bad stuff. Way greater chance of good stuff coming in than bad stuff coming in. Because I want you to think about this. On par, your days are pretty good, aren't they? I mean, really, look at them. On par, overall, generally speaking, more good, easy, fruitful things happen to you than bad things. Chances are you're better off now than you were at earlier points in your life. Right? Maybe you have more wisdom, more good stuff. Maybe you own a house now, whereas you started off not owning anything when you got out of the house when you were 18. Right? Your body has worked for you all day. It's kept you alive. It's kept you well. You've had good food. You've had good conversations, good exchanges. And yes, sometimes there are eruptions of bad things or even a whole streak of difficult, frustrating, stressful days. But on par, most of us tend to have a majority of good things in our life at any given time. And we forget because our focus is on the squeaky wheels, right? The bad stuff. So if at any given time in your life, mostly good things are happening, can't you extend that into the feeling that mostly you're in a place of ease and that flow has your back and it's already got stuff lined up for you and your job is to open up and accept it and walk into it and take it and drink it and to understand that it's all been given to you here so you can grow, so you can experience? What kind of creator would put us on a life and say, I'm going to be really stingy with you. I'm not going to give you anything and I'm going to make it terrible and hard. Would we do that with people that we love and care about? Never. We'd have to be sadistic. And I don't think that's how any of us feels about universal consciousness or source or God or whatever you want to call it. So if you really feel that way, if you really feel that we're in a place of abundance and that ease is our natural state and ease is a good thing, ease is not cheaping out. Ease is not lazy. Ease just means I am able to go deeper and better in to those things that I want to explore and taste and become. That is what ease is. And flow, give me copious amounts of it in my life. Remember, that's what flow does, right? It greases the wheels for you. And with that, oh, I see our lines are filling up. Fantastic. We're going to go to a quick break. When we get back, we'll do some calls. And as usual, we're going to do some flow dreaming at the end. So stay with me for more right after this.
Hey, it's summer again. And yes, we're on break, but I wanted to share some important stuff with you about the hugely amazing and gorgeous Me School of Flow. Right now, it's either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. This means that I'm accepting students that I work with personally over the year ahead. And I teach you to do what I do, how to think how I think, how to work with flow, manifest, create, and use the universe the way it's meant to be used. You're going to create amazing things using flow. You'll also open and expand your empathic intuition. After doing this for a number of years, I can tell you, Me Schoolers make strides and hit goals way beyond what they think they're going to be able to do going in, over and over. You don't have to be a superstar going in, because that's what we're going to turn you into once you get there. If you're ready to go big, if you know you need to deepen your spiritual practice and your personal growth, then this is where you need to be. Your life, after all, only grows as big as you do. So Me School is online. That means you'll connect with me from all over the world. What to do next? Click or swipe on over to flowdreaming.com. You'll see an area that talks about Me School. During enrollment, you can set up a free 20-minute call with me. And during waitlist times, I invite you to send me a note telling me about your interest. Okay, I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. And welcome back to Flow Dreaming. Hey, let's go with Marlene. You've been waiting a little while. Marlene in New York, how are you? Are you there, Marlene? Marlene. Are you there? Are you there? Oh, there you are.
Good.
Hey, Marlene, what's up?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that the topic is tailor-made for my situation right now. I'm finding myself right in the middle of struggle because I've been setting up a healing business, but I don't have clients yet, and I've been looking for work since November, and nothing's happening. So I'm like really struggling right now and trying to stay positive and have faith that the universe is going to provide. But I'm wondering if I've created this because I did not want to go back to work full time. So now I'm like really, put myself in a pickle.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Usually when we're in this kind of stuck place, it's because there is some kind of energy conflict going on. So what kind of work, what kind of work are you looking for? And what have you done? And what is the healing business that you're trying to transition into? Is that something you wanted to do full time instead? Do you have a place that you operated out of?
I'm operating it out of my home right now. And yes, I would love to be able to do that full time eventually. And the work I'm looking for is jewelry design in a corporate sense.
So to work as a like a lead designer for a jewelry manufacturing company?
Yes.
Ah, interesting. Have you done that before?
Yes, that was my work before.
Oh my gosh. So funny, because I know so many people who'd kill for a job like that. And you're like, no, I'm burned out of a job like that.
Yes, exactly.
So very funny. Okay. So, you know, just looking at you, it feels like your last work or this last career you've had, you kind of are a little disillusioned with the whole design thing. It became very mechanical, very rote to you, very like, gotta have something new, gotta have something new. It's like the beauty of the creative process just kind of dropped out completely.
Yeah.
That is how I feel. Yeah. And it kind of created some sadness in you, right? Because you love the creative process. You know, it's like taking something you love and watching it turn into something you no longer love. You miss it. And the feeling of going back into it, it's kind of like an energy wall up around you, which is, you know, you're supposing that your next job will be just like your last job. That you will, you know, just continue to be in that same flow, that same, you know, lack of desire, that same boredom, that same crunchy, just generate it, as opposed to being in an environment where it could be extraordinarily different, quite different. You could be looking at other people's designs. You could be finding new talent. You could be,
challenged to work with new materials. You could be flying around the globe, you know, interfacing with new markets. There could be a lot of things very different that could help open you up. And that's the thing. If you wanted to continue pursuing a job like that, I would urge you, feel those other potentialities. Feel the things that could be exciting about it again, taking the core knowledge with you, but not doing that core thing. Looking for a company that supports a very different kind of role for that role. Okay?
Love it. Okay.
So you got to switch that up now. Returning to you as a healer, right? What kind of energy work are you doing specifically?
It's called crystal dreaming. And it's kind of like
crystal healing,
helping the client to go into their own sort of shamanic journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so there's a lot of past life stuff, forgiveness work, trauma healing, things like that.
Yeah. So you can see, even when you're talking about it, I'm seeing all these bright colors light up around you. It's a new creative process for you is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. It's not things people wear. It's things that people experience, but it's still something creative that you're invoking within a person.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is where I feel your excitement generates from. You get to use fun tools and yet you're getting to see this kind of inner growth. You're getting to see this transformation, this creative opening that you become part of. If you wanted to pursue that, you know, it's really something where you would want to sort of call flow to support you. This is my new line of work. I'm 100% dedicated to this. I am going to brand myself. You're still going to have to pull from your old jewelry work. You have to brand yourself. You know, who are you? You're not just presenting a modality. You are the person presenting the modality. You're the one who's making the modality work, right? As the facilitator. So think about the branding that you would create around yourself, right? What does the person experience?
I've started that.
Good.
And I have a website and a name for it and all
that.
Keep
going.
It's like it's already there. I kind of got stuck with marketing and
yeah, you're not out there. You need to get out all the way.
Yeah,
that's about embracing.
And also believing that, you know, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a lot of things we could keep exploring on this. I got to let you go, though. Or we could just keep going and going. Basically, what it comes down to is I still see both as viable for you. Right. I think that if you did end up getting another job, a corporate job or a jewelry, you know, some sort of jewelry job, you could attract in a very different kind of position. You know, I could very much see you, you know, in India looking at bags of beads. You know, you could be doing lots of different things that would also open you up creatively and expand you, which is really what you're seeking. And then you would end up doing your energy work on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just focus completely on the energy work, but you have to absolutely embrace that, commit to it, and not stall out. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to be fine either way. Right.
I really appreciate this. Thank you so much, Summer.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Melissa, calling from North Carolina. Hey, Melissa.
Well, hello, Summer. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Do I know you?
No, I'm just a huge fan. You just
have
really spoken to my core beliefs, and I'm actually just beside myself that I'm talking with you. So, So my question actually goes very nicely with the previous caller, and it's about career and money and choices and things like that and manifesting that next move. I'm a 20-year marketing veteran in the high-tech industry, and my husband and I moved to Charlotte from Austin, Texas recently with our two kids and decided to take some time off, and I love being with them, but I really want to make sure that I find the next transition to my next 20 years of career and the money that flows with that and what's going to be fulfilling for me that I can give back to the community, the world, and fulfill my need to learn and grow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm sorry, I missed it, or you didn't say it. Are you? Did you just leave a past job, or are you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I just left. So, 20 years in high tech marketing.
Oh my goodness! Yep. So you're looking for purpose. This must be career day. Career day.
I know.
On
Flow
Dreaming.
Yes.
All right. So 20 years in high tech marketing. My. And you are looking for purpose. You are looking for passion. You are tired of wasting your energy on things that you don't fully care about.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right. I can see that became an overwhelming driver for you. And
yes.
Then you kind of propped it up with all the real, you know, the rationales like, well, you know, I don't like the commute. I don't like the hours. I want to work, you know, and it's like you found other reasons to sort of support that core central reason. What can you do with purpose? What are you looking in right now? Where is the holdup?
Nonprofit work. So right now I'm working for a literacy nonprofit, but it's really meaningful and fulfilling, but it's, you know, no money. And so I want to, and I want to be able to learn from other people. So I want to grow it into something meaningful and a career that I can learn from, but then make some money at. Nothing significant, just enough to do the same fun things for my family I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I don't know why, but government keeps popping up in my head. Government. I'm thinking about like think tanks and things that have almost like I'm feeling like boards and think tanks, things that are still connected to the corporate world. But they're much more exclusive somehow. I could see you filtering into something like that. The question is connecting your marketing background into that. I think it can be done. I'd like to see you open yourself up, like, you know, eyes closed, opening your chest up, opening your heart up. I love nonprofits. This is the kind of conversation you're having with Flo. I love nonprofits. I also love working with governments, working with international governments or programs, working with think tanks, working with boards, sitting on boards. And I know that you don't always get paid for that, but, you know, something where you feel like I'm drawing some pretty good salaries, one or more very good salaries. I offer chunks of large value where when I put my hand in, it's a very constructive hand. I'm one of the people now who guides big policies, big decisions. And then it's up to me to play with how boots on the ground do I want to get with it? Like I could actually go and see how it's playing out. An ambassador, a position like that. For me, if I look at you, that's like your next step, but that's you saying to yourself, I'm ready to go big to be able to fully own a vision like that. But I could see you doing it.
Oh, so wonderful.
Okay.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yes. It speaks to me. Thank you so much. And I just have to say the way that you refer to Flo as a mentor and guide and friend has been so meaningful to me. And I just thank you for that interpretation of her and really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Melissa. Take care.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Sure. Bye. Yeah, Flo is my mentor. It's my guide. It's my friend. It's my constant on connection to my higher self, to the non-physical part of myself that's working furiously on my behalf, right? I never feel alone that way. I always know there's a non-physical part of my own consciousness working furiously for me. And not only that, but it's not alone hanging out there like some ghosty little thingy, right? It's awash in all of the other energies, all the other consciousnesses that reside in non-physical, meaning I have a whole batting team out there. I have a stadium full of friends and family and extended family and, you know, the same kind of community that I create here, I know I've created elsewhere. So if I'm referring to Flo, I'm basically, you know, like looking up under the, you know, looking up from the field to the bleachers and giving him a wink and saying, I know you guys, I love you guys, I appreciate you guys. Keep up the guidance and direction. I may be the one, you know, hitting with the bat here in physical, but I need you out there guiding, correcting, cheering, right? Helping, getting rid of the guys on the other team, whatever it may be. That's how I communicate with my flow, with my higher self, with my source self, with source itself, actually. It's a real strong partnership that you learn to develop with the universe and with your own being, right? It's hard to feel weak when you know you have a partnership like that. Okay. Let me see if I have time for, yes, one more call. I do. Moana. I hope I'm saying that right. Rosedale. How are you, Moana? You there? Are you on air? Hello? Hello? Moana? Ah, looks like maybe not. Are you there, Moana? Nope. Yes? No? Ah, for some reason I can't hear you. Can't get you on. Darn. All right, my dear. Thank you. I guess I'll move on then. Eileen? Who?
Hello.
Hello. Is this Moana? Moana?
Yes.
Okay. I hear you. Yes.
Yay.
I have you. Yay. Hello.
Oh,
hello.
I was getting all stressed out. Oh my gosh, she can't hear me.
Oh, she's going to pass me up. Almost.
Almost.
Your flow saved you, my dear. All right. So what's going on?
I like your show about ease. I'm having, I'd like to have ease with my medical, dental, vision, the bills. Mostly the bills are for my daughters, and I want to get the good coverage. The other thing is that I have this strong belief that the insurance should cover everything, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get on the phone, I start getting frustrated right away the moment the automated greeting comes on and asking to input everything before somebody finally gets on the line after a wait. Then I'm already so frustrated.
Right.
And in my struggle just begins. And then it happens. I don't get the help I need.
Yeah.
And
so
then
here,
it goes on to the next time, which I want to get out of that mode.
So you are having struggle with processes right now, right? Processes.
Yes.
Things
yes.
that have been pre-made that you have to fit yourself into, whether it's a phone, live person versus recorded connection, or fitting yourself into a proper, you know, insurance plan. Right? These are both pre-made processes out there in the world that you are choosing to interface with. So this brings up a really good question about flow, right? What is it? What is possible to do? You know, in flow, you typically can't go out there and change someone else's process. You can't go out there and say, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, I'm going to use my magic thinking to change the way you guys do everything. And that's because, you know, your flow has to intersect with all these other flows, all the people and the companies and everything, these big collections of energy, right, that also have their own equal weight. So what we want to do in your case is instead we need to pull back a little bit and we need to open up your options. So for you, what I would concentrate on is something like this. I've been feeling all of these medical bills, these dental bills. I've been feeling all of this health-related billing. That has been frustrating me. Okay, I acknowledge that. I see it as a whole. But I want to step back and away from that flow. What I'd like to see is some ease and grace, right? And you need to add that word, that feeling, grace, almost in the classic Christian sense, that feeling of grace, God's grace, ease and flow and grace. So the grace and the ease work like this. If I am encountering something that could be frustrating or could be easy, in my life, it always tips on the easy side. I don't know why it does, but it always does because I'm looked after and I'm cared for and I'm always tipped over into ease. Furthermore, I know that I've been fixated on these insurance companies and how things have to work and how I have to fit myself into their system, which frankly has been rubbing me wrong. Flow. Open me to any other ways of taking care of my bills. Open me to other people, other systems, other insurance companies, other programs, things that I'm not aware of. Have people randomly say things to me that lead me down new corridors where I can find new ways of getting my healthcare needs met. Because I know that there's more than just the way that I'm looking at right now. And right now I happen to be stuck in this one thing I'm looking at. But I know that there are more. Because I live in a state of abundance and I live in a state of ease. And I know that if I keep feeling this over weeks, over months, even over years. I'm going to stay in the state. I am always getting my health care better and better attended to. And maybe it means that my debts are wiped clean because I qualify for some program. Maybe it means that there's a shift in my insurance because I found that I was able to be, you know, eligible for something else. I don't know how it's going to happen. I do know that I'm going to be more and more cared for, though. And that's the state that you stay in, okay?
Yes.
All right.
I agree. All that will work, and I never apply it to this particular problem. Everything else works. All your flows work everywhere else in my life, and I never thought about applying it here because I think the frustration just blocks everything.
Yeah. And remember, the frustration is just with this one particular route. Right? It's like you've chosen one particular way, and maybe you feel you had to choose it. That's okay. It's almost besides the point. But you can still step away and allow in some other options to come to you. Allow them in. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mona. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I love you so much.
Oh, love you too.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, so with that, we're going to go to a break. When we get back, I think we're going to have some time to go into our flow. And we're going to get into that rich, deep feeling of ease in my life. Flow is always keeping you on that path of simplicity. Yeah, maybe we'll bring that in, right? Simplicity, right? Don't they always say the simplest things are the most powerful? Right? It's the simple idea that communicates the most. The complex idea is the one that the fewest people latch onto. Simple spreads, right? E equals MC squared. That's the whole dang universe. It's simple. Simple. So we're going to get back to that right after this. Stay with me. Here we are on a quick break, and I have a few suggestions for you. First of all, if you're wondering how to flow dream or what flow dreaming really is, I have a free gift bag of downloads for you on my website right now. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email. That's it. You'll get the downloads right then, instantly, and they're a 30-minute tutorial on how to flow dream, and I give you a free flow dream to start with. This saves me from reteaching the basics over and over again on this show. And it gives you the first step toward a freaking awesome life. You're going to find these downloads on my homepage right now. So pop in your email and I'll send them right over to you. Next, my manifesting shop at flowdreaming.com is what underwrites this entire show. It brings it to you free every week, and it has for the last 10 years, which is saying quite a lot. And what's there? Amazing playlists on all kinds of topics, MP3s, flow dreams that end fear, that get you unstuck, that can get you to your perfect career, that can get you out of debt, help you find your soulmate, so much more. These playlists are incredibly powerful, highly effective. My inbox is full every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who've received eye-popping bonuses, who've reduced massive amounts of pain or healed themselves in so many different ways. So please go visit the manifesting store at flowdreaming.com and see what you want to pick up and start using to change your life with. Okay, back to the program. Alrighty, you lovelies. Are you guys ready? We're going to go into flow together. All right. My usual, little pre, what do you call it? A prequel? My little, flow dreaming, not hypnosis, not meditation, not creative visualization, not affirmations. It is a hybrid, fabulous, funky, different kind of animal. It's a good technique connecting you right to source energy, right to your own flow. Right to the universe. We communicate via our emotional selves. And we get there by starting to daydream, right? And if you don't daydream well, who doesn't daydream well? But let's just say this. If you don't visualize well, you don't have to see the things that I say to see. I change up the imagery every dang time I flow dream because I just go with what feels right. You know, how does it feel? How does it look today? I'm making it up. You make it up to get yourself into the state. At a certain point, the flow state itself will take over, and you will find yourself being very present in what feels like an expanded state. You'll forget how long you've been there. Whenever we do these, inevitably I say, did you know that was 6 minutes? Did you know that was 8 minutes? And you say, no, my God, it felt like two. It's like, right, you just got outside of time for a few minutes because you were in flow. So eyes closed with me. A nice deep breath. Relaxing. You don't need to bring any stress into this process. Your body feels good. Your mind is feeling good. Let go of all that mental stress. Imagine that your mind has been like a little pincushion and you're just squeezing that pincushion and pop, pop, pop. All the little pins fly out. They're gone. They've flown out. Everything, every stressful thought, pop, 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 popped right out of the top of that pincushion. And now you're nothing but this soft, fluffy, happy little mind. Ready to go. Ready to let loose. Now imagine you're like this. Ooh, how interesting. You're a beautiful horse. Who knew where that came from? Today you're a beautiful horse. And you're inside a corral. And now the corral door is swinging open. You see that old gate swinging open? Oh, and you've been feeling like, I've been tired of this corral. I've been going around and around in here for days and days, slogging through the same things, the difficulty, the struggle. And now the door is open and you go ahead and you walk out through that door. Feel your strong body. Feel yourself toss your fabulous mane. Feel the sunshine. Feel the butterflies in the air. Feel the wind. Do you smell that? Sweet green grasses right over that way. Look right there. A beautiful green meadow. Ooh, green grass. Everything. A gorgeous horse like yourself. So strong and beautiful. Would like. And now you find yourself moving toward that. And you realize, I'm no longer a horse. It just felt good to pretend I was for a second, but I am still in this beautiful place of green grasses. And I'm noticing how easy it was to get here, how it just appeared for me. It was already there. I didn't have to struggle for it. I didn't have to walk 5 miles. I didn't have to go up and down hills or climb over rocks. It was just there. It's a path of ease. Now look at that beautiful green grass. It extends and extends and extends way far, all the way into your future, out to the horizon. And is there anything else interesting you want to throw in? Are there beautiful trees? Is there a bubbling brook? A nice bubbling energy brook? Do you find a little well-worn path along the side of that bubbling, flowing energy? Do you find yourself walking along this path? How easy is it? My goodness, there's not a thing stopping you. How simple this place is. How simple it feels. How good it feels just to be in alignment. To be in total, complete alignment. To have your path in front of you. To just know it's there. Everything good for you is down that path. And you're on it. You're in it. You don't even need to look for it. You don't need to find it. You're already there. Your only job is to keep walking and to feel the ease, to feel the grace lifting you up as if you had little wings behind your shoulders, sort of propelling you along. That grace is just pushing you. It's easy. Why would it be anything but easy for you? All that struggle of your own making. All that struggle, that was of your own accepting. Other people's problems, other people's worries. Yes, you became involved with them. You accepted them. But you, yourself, you have no struggle in you. You're queen of yourself, king of yourself. If you find struggle in you, you can just let it go. You're that powerful. Let that struggle go. Let it out of your flow. It doesn't belong in you anymore. You enjoy effort, not struggle. You recognize that. You agree with that. You are that. And that's the feeling you stay in, even now as the imagery dissolves and you return from flow and your eyes are open. And there you go, my friends, a beautiful little way to get back into flow. I hope you felt that. I feel great. So please go on. Have a wonderful, beautiful rest of your day. May you be in flow. Lots of love to you. And I'll see you all same time, same place next week for more Flow Dreaming. Well, look at that. Show's over. But before you go, did you know that my mom has a podcast too? Her show airs live right after mine. It comes up next. We tape our live shows back to back. Her show is called The Dear Venus Show. So stay listening and you can call in or look it up live on iTunes if you're listening via podcast. Her show is really good. It's really funny. And she reads people's minds and futures and talks to dead people for real. It's called The Dear Venus Show on iTunes.